Old Glory Network, and welcome to another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. Today, Mr. Ahart will be taking us through the thoughts and feelings of this year's Good Friday holiday and reminding us just how important it is to remember the significance of what we are celebrating. Now, without further ado, here's our host.
Thank God, from whom all blessings flow. I woke up early this morning and said a silent prayer for being given another day to sit in my easy chair. You know, my usual routine is to turn on Fox News and catch up on what happened around the world overnight. Then switch over to Fox Business to see what the futures market looks like. But not today. It's Good Friday, and Sunday's a-coming. And the stock market is closed, so today I just laid in bed a few minutes and allowed my mind to repose. I began to think, what a tremendous blessing we have all been given with the life we live. I said, Lord, thank you for this wonderful little planet that we call Earth and the outer space that surrounds it. I refer to it as a little planet because it is little compared to its neighbors, scattered throughout the universe and the heavens beyond. But it's sure big when measured by the blessings to its inhabitants. And Lord, thank you for creating man and woman and then giving the planet to us with the order to go forth and multiply. You created us from dust. As I think of my home you created, Earth is a wonder of wonders. To begin with, it is beautiful beyond description. You know, I've had the privilege of living in Arkansas, the Garden of Eden in my eyes, and in beautiful Oklahoma and Kansas and Indiana and awesome Texas. I have traveled, worked, or vacationed in most of the other states. And all of them are a mosaic of beauty and life-sustaining abilities that resemble one of Grandma's blankets or Dolly Parton's coat of many colors. God, you must have had one heck of an engineer sitting by your side when you designed our home. My goodness, it has the Rocky Mountains, the Smokies, beautiful deserts, whatever you could possibly want, it has. And that's just in America. The rest of Earth is equally blessed with wonders beyond our imaginations. Then you stocked it all with a mind-boggling variety of animals, fish, and fowl, designed to feed all mankind, provide work, as well as entertainment for humankind. You provided us with enough fertile farmland to grow grains to feed our livestock and vegetables for humans. And, well, just look at the benefits we receive from grass and trees. Now look at the various bodies of water that you planned, both fresh water and salt water, and designed special fish to thrive in both. I'm amazed at the variety of minerals you gave us from which we get our power, our steel, aluminum, copper, gold, silver, just to mention a few. You gave us a little tiny thing called a bee. But when you measure what the bee does for us humans, making honey and then pollinating plant life around the world, for which we could not live without, the bee's achievements are greater than the mighty elephant. And Lord, you gave mankind a voice to sing with, materials to make guitars and pianos and violins and organs, and the same voice to say, I love you. I love you. What would we do without music? You know, we have taken the materials that you have given us and made trains and planes, tractors and trucks. We have made baby beds and hospitals, bridges and ships, central air and heat and medicines and boots and saddles and, well, fancy stoves to cook what we eat. Everything I have mentioned is a miracle in and of itself, but the greatest miracle of all is the birth of a child. Every child that's born is a miracle. Now, when you created Adam and Eve, you granted them freedom. Mankind then evolved over time to a society of enslavement. Then one day, men seeking freedom again sailed the seas to a new land they called America and established a new nation of free people. So in America, freedom was established once again. Now there are those who think America is the greatest country in the world because of its beauty, its lakes, its streams, its valleys, its mountains, its beaches and forests. Certainly it is all of that. But so are many other countries around Mother Earth. You know, every country has enough beauty to make them believe their country should be first. But what makes America the greatest country on earth is its people and their idea of government, established by her founders. The freedom to worship, for example, and we have the freedom to choose everything, the rule of law, the pursuit of happiness, and all controlled by we the people. Now time will tell if we the people will protect and defend it. It is up to us, you know. Thank you, God, for the miracle of earth, the miracle of America, and the miracle of birth. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Where we go from here is up to us.
Before we sign off today, we would like to remind everyone that if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. If you are not, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen. Then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. If you love America, then help us keep it. And remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. Or you can order a hard copy of his album, Cowboy's Revenge, at Texana Records at info@krwoodproductions.com or by calling 512-203-7921. Also, KR Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Ask about those when you call. Be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. Thank you for tuning in for another weekly message of patriotism. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and we will see you next week.